Along Avondale Boulevard, RVs after RVs of all sizes make their way to the Phoenix International Raceway. These are car racing fanatics who will set up their campers and make this place their home until next week, Monday.
We got it.
Judy and Ed LaGrange arrived early in the morning to beat the rush. They're among the thousands of people who have for years stationed themselves here and meet up with friends.
7 years now.
Yeah, we come from Paso Robles. It's about 730 miles one way. That's on the coast, halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, it's a party.
About 50 yards from the LaGrange spot is a portable grocery store. It sits in the middle of the campsite. Event officials say several thousand people live here for the week, and such accommodations becomes a necessity. Phoenix International Raceway spokesperson Zach Emmons says by Sunday's Sprint Cup race, more than 100,000 people will be here, living up to its nickname, Zoomtown USA.
It really is a community. From what I understand, on race day, Phoenix International Raceway will be the fourth largest city in Arizona.
Emmons says there are four races this weekend, starting on Thursday and ending with the NASCAR Sprint Cup Quicken Loans for Heroes 500 on Sunday. Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez, KJZZ News at the Phoenix International Raceway.